This is the Aviact Moly of 20th of April, 2025. Original date, 18th of January, 2005. By becoming free from body consciousness in a second and experiencing the stage of liberation in life, you can become a master bestower of liberation and liberation in life. Today, Bap Dada is looking at the lucky and lovely children from everywhere. Each and every child is merged in love. This godly love is spiritual love. It is this love that has made you children belong to the Father. It is love that has easily made you victorious. Today, from Amrit Vela, every child garlanded the Father with a garland of love, because each of you children knows what God's love can make you into from what you were. The experience of love is such that it makes you a master of many godly treasures, and the Father has given all of you children the golden key to all godly treasures. You know what the golden key is, do you not? This golden key is My Baba. As soon as you say My Baba, you claim a right to all treasures. You have a full right to all attainments. You become powerful with all powers. You become Master Almighty, Authority Souls. What song emerges in the hearts of such complete souls? There is nothing lacking in the treasure store of us Brahmins. Today is called the Day of Remembrance. Today, all the children are especially remembering Adi Dev, Father Brahma, a lot more. Father Brahma is pleased to see you, Brahmin children. Why? Every Brahmin child is one out of a million fortunate children. You know your fortune, do you not? Bap Dada is pleased to see a star of fortune sparkling on the forehead of each child. On this day of remembrance, Bap Dada especially offered the crown of responsibility of world service to you children. So this day of remembrance is the coronation day of you children. It is the day especially to will the children, the will powers, in the corporeal form. It is the day to put into a practical form the saying, Son shows Father. Seeing the children becoming instruments and doing altruistic world service, Bap Dada is pleased. Being Karan Karavanhar, Bap Dada is pleased to see every step of the Karanhar children, because the main basis of success in service is Karavanhar Father is making me a Karanhar soul, do it. I, this soul, am an instrument. This is because with the feeling of being an instrument, you automatically have the stage of humility. The consciousness of I that brings you into body consciousness automatically ends with the feeling of being an instrument. In this Brahmin life, it is this body consciousness of I that creates the biggest obstacle. When you experience that Karavanhar is making me do it, and I, Karanhar, an instrument, am doing it, you will easily become free from body consciousness, and you will also experience the pleasure of the stage of liberation in life. You are to attain liberation in life in the future anyway, but now, at the confluence age, the alaukik bliss of the confluence age truly is alaukik. For instance, You saw Father Brahma. Whilst performing actions, he was beyond any bondage of action. In life, he was like a lotus, detached and loving. Whilst having such a huge responsibility of a big living family and of making you into yogis and then making you into angels and then deities, he remained a carefree emperor. This is called the stage of liberation in life. This is why, on the path of devotion, they show a lotus as the seat of Brahma. They have shown him seated on a lotus. So all of you children will have to experience liberation in life at the confluence age. It is only at this time that you receive the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life from Bhaktada. It is at this time that you have to become master bestowers of liberation and liberation in life. You have become this, and you have to become this. The way to become a bestower of liberation and liberation in life is to become free from the consciousness of the body in a second. This practice is now necessary. You must have as much controlling power over your mind as you have over your physical organs, such as your hands and feet, as and when you want. Does that take time? If you think that, you have to raise your hand. Would it take any time? You are able to do that, are you not? If Bhaktada were to ask you to raise your hands now, you would do that, would you not? Don't do it now, but you would be able to do it. In the same way, there has to be so much control over your mind that you are able to concentrate it wherever you want. Although it is subtler than your hands and feet, it is still yours, is it not? You say my mind, do you not? You do not say your mind. So just as you keep your physical organs under your control, in the same way, your mind, intellect and sanskars have to be under your control. For only then will you be called a number one victorious soul. Scientists can travel in this world only with their rockets and other facilities, and at most they can reach the other planets. However, you Brahmin souls can reach the three worlds. Within a second, you can go to the subtle region, the incorporeal world, and at least Madhuban in the corporeal world, can you not? If you order your mind to go to Madhuban in a second, are you able to do it? Go there with your mind, not your body, but your mind. If you give it this order, you have to go to the subtle region or the incorporeal world. Are you then able to make your mind go to wherever you want in a second? Do you have this practice? There is now a greater need for this practice. Bhaktada has seen that you do practice this, but there now has to be greater attention paid to becoming concentrated whenever and for as long as you want, to becoming unshakable and not having any upheaval. There is the saying, those who conquer their minds conquer the world. But even now, the mind still sometimes deceives you. So today, on the day of power, Bhaktada is especially drawing your attention to this power. O self-sovereign children, now check this practice whilst walking and moving around. because according to the time, you will now see many games of things happening suddenly. The power of concentration is necessary for this. With the power of concentration, you are easily able to develop the power of determination, and determination automatically enables you to achieve success. So especially on the day of power, pay particular attention to practicing this power. This is why it is also said on the path of devotion, those whose minds are defeated by the world, whereas those whose minds gain victory over the world. So, since you say that it is your mind, become the master of your mind and gain victory with the reins of your powers. Pay special attention to this homework in this new year. This is known as being yogi anyway, but also becoming prayogi, a soul who experiments. Today, the loving heart-to-heart conversations, the complaints of love, and the zeal and enthusiasm to become equal, all three types of conversation reached Bhaktada. Love-filled remembrance and remembrance of love of the children from everywhere reached Bhaktada. The letters, the heart-to-heart conversations, and the messages reached Bhaktada. Bhaktada accepted the love of the children. In return, Baba also gave love and remembrance from his heart. Baba also gave blessings from his heart. The name of each one cannot be mentioned. There are many of you. However, the love and remembrance of the children from every corner, every village, every city, of all those who are in bondage, and of all those who are calling out, reached Bhaktada. Bhaktada just says, in return for love, now turn yourself, transform yourself. Now reveal your perfect form on the stage. Sorrow and peacelessness will end when you become complete. Now do not allow your brothers and sisters to see more sorrow. Enable them to be liberated from this sorrow and peacelessness. They are very much afraid. They are wandering in the darkness of what can we do, what will happen. Now show souls the path to the light. Do you have this enthusiasm? Do you have this mercy? Now look at the unlimited. Cast your vision onto the unlimited. Acha. You will remember your homework, will you not? Do not forget it. Baba will give a prize to those who are able to concentrate their minds completely where they want and for as long as they want, with controlling power over their minds, for one whole month. Baba will give a prize to those who achieve this result. Is this okay? Who will claim the prize? The Pandavas? The Pandavas first? Congratulations to the Pandavas. However, what about the Shaktis? A1. The Pandavas are number one and the Shaktis are A1. If the Shaktis don't become A1, then the Pandavas will. Now make your speed a little faster. Let it not be a comfortable speed. The sorrow and peacelessness of souls will only end by your having a fast speed. Put the canopy of mercy over souls. Acha. Double foreigners. Bhaktada says that double foreigners means those who go forward by doubling their efforts. You have the title of double foreigners. That is your title, is it not? In the same way, double foreigners are the ones who are moving forward at double the speed in claiming number one. It is good. Bapdada is pleased to see some double foreigners in every group, because the people of Bharat are also pleased to see all of you. Bapdada is also pleased to see the title of world benefactors. Now, what plans are the double foreigners making? Bapdada is pleased to see that those from Africa are making intense effort. So all of you should also have the zeal and enthusiasm to give the message to all your brothers and sisters who still remain to receive it. Let there be no complaints from anyone. There is growth and it will continue to take place, but the complaints now have to end. Bapdada always relates the speciality of the double foreigners, that the method of pleasing the innocent father is that the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. This is the speciality of the double foreigners. You know how to please the father very cleverly. Why does the father love an honest heart? Because the father is called the truth. It is said, God is the truth. So Bapdada loves those with clean and honest hearts a great deal. It is like that, is it not? You have clean hearts, honest hearts. Truth is the greatness of Brahmin life. This is why Bapdada always remembers the double foreigners. You have become instruments to give the message to souls in different countries. Look, children from so many countries come here. So all of those countries have benefited, have they not? Here those who are instruments have come. But Bapdada is congratulating and greeting all the double foreign children everywhere. And all the children who are the instruments continue to fly and make others fly. From your flying stage, everyone will definitely benefit. Are all of you being refreshed? Are you refreshed? Will it remain constantly immortal, everlasting? Or will you leave half of it in Madhuban? Will it remain with you? Will it constantly remain with you? You have the blessing of immortality, do you not? So whatever transformation you have brought about, that will always continue to grow. It will continue to grow and it will remain immortal. Acha. Bapdada is happy and you are also happy and you now have to give happiness to others. Acha. It is the 10th anniversary of Gyan Sarovar. Acha, it is good. Gyan Sarovar started one speciality. Special official programs of VIPs and IPs began when Gyan Sarovar started. Programs of every wing continue, one after another. It has been seen that the physical service and the spiritual service of souls who come to Gyan Sarovar are done with great interest. Therefore, Bapdada is giving special congratulations to those from Gyan Sarovar, because as a result of your service, they all go back happy and they bring other companions back with them in happiness. Gyan Sarovar has become an instrument to spread the sound everywhere. Therefore, congratulations, and may you always continue to receive congratulations. Acha. Now, Are you able to stabilize your mind and concentrate it in a second? Everyone becomes stable in the stage of a point in a second. Baba conducted drill. Acha, continue to practice this whilst moving and walking around. To the loving souls everywhere who are merged in love, to the elevated souls who are constantly merciful and who liberate souls from their sorrow and peacelessness, to the Mahavira souls who constantly control their minds, intellects and sanskars with controlling power, to the souls who are equal to the Father and who constantly experience the stage of liberation in life at the confluence age, Bhaktada's multi-million-fold love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you become the merciful children of the merciful Father and show everyone their destination. If you merciful children of the merciful Father see anyone acting like a beggar, you would feel mercy for that soul, that he should be benefited and find his destination. Whenever any of you come into contact with such souls, you would definitely give them the Father's introduction. When someone comes to your home, you would first of all offer him some water, and if that person were to leave without accepting anything, it would be considered bad. In the same way, whoever comes into connection with you, you must definitely offer them the water of the Father's introduction, that is, as children of the bestower, be bestowers and definitely give them something so that they can reach their destination. Slogan. The easy meaning of an accurate attitude of disinterest is to be as loving as you are detached. Avyakt signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. I and my Baba. Stay combined in this awareness and you will become a conqueror of Maya. In the word Karan Karavanha, both the Father and you children are combined. It is the children's hands and the Father's task. It is only you children who receive a golden chance to extend your hands, and yet the experience is that the one who has everything done is making you do it. He has made you into instruments and is making you do everything. This is the sound that constantly emerges in your mind. Om Shanti.